Well, hello once again. This is Pastor Buck Stanley and Pastor Nikki Stanley up here on this Blue Ridge Mountain. We got a good breeze coming through here, about 74 degrees. And we decided we'd come out here, and if you can stand to listen to us, we can stand to win. So, but we just want to say praise the Lord today.
Yes.
If you're watching today, let's say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Let's lift our hands and say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank
How many
you, Lord.
Of you know that there's power in the blood of
Amen.
Jesus Christ? There's no power in nobody else's blood, but there's power in His blood.
That's for sure.
And so, Nikki, let's just come over here with the banjo and let's sing this song together. We're so glad. We're so glad that you have decided to tune in to us today. Praise the Lord. Here we go.
Thank you.
free from the burden of sin.
Amen.
You know, sin puts a load on us that we just can't carry by ourselves.
Sure does.
Sin brings fear, sin brings torment, sin brings misery, and sin brings destruction.
Amen.
And I want to thank God today for that day in a horse pasture outside of Dallas, Texas, that Jesus met me face to face and I realized I needed a Savior. I wasn't in church when I got saved, and you don't have to be in church either. God will take you no matter where you are. He loves you just the way you are, and He is the life-changing one, the Holy One, the Anointed One from God the Father.
Yes.
Oh, I thank Him today. And I just thank Him for the good news, Pastor Nicky.
Amen.
I just thank Him for the good news. I tell you, why don't you come and say a prayer for us today?
I'd just love to. We just got a phone call from a friend that's been listening to us on the radio. And what an encouragement she was to us. And I was able to pray with her for a need she has. It's just such a blessing that the work that we're doing for the Lord is going forth across the radio waves and through the internet. Thank you for all of you that help us. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our precious Heavenly Father, oh, we thank you so much for Jesus, for the Lamb of God. You said that without a perfect sacrifice, without the blood of a perfect sacrifice, there would be no way back to you, because we are sinful. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And we thank you, Father, that out of your love for us, you sent your only begotten Son. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on that cross and paying the price for our sin. Thank you for your precious blood. Thank you that it covers us. Thank you that there's power in your blood to overcome any temptation, any sin, any problem as we trust in you. Thank you, Father, for the faith that you give us. Thank you that you draw us to yourself. Thank you that through this coronavirus, you are drawing many people to you. They're checking the internet and trying to find out what are the end times and how they can be saved and how they can have a relationship with you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the internet. Thank you for radio. Thank you for computers. Thank you for all the ways you're using to reach people with your love, with your desire that all would be saved and all would be home safe with you. We thank you and praise you for this time that you've put it on Buck's heart and my heart to share the good news. And I pray, Lord, that those that are listening will get a blessing. They'll be encouraged and strengthened. They'll persevere to the end, trusting and believing in you, taking Jesus' hand, abiding in him right to the end. Thank you, Father, for this time. In Jesus' precious name, amen. And Pastor Buck brings us a word this afternoon from 1 Samuel. I'm going to read the scriptures, and he is going to talk about how these scriptures apply to us today. You know, the Bible, it's just very on time, no matter what time it is. It's right on time. The Lord calls Samuel is the title in 1 Samuel chapter 3. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. And before the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here am I." And he ran unto Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou callest me." And Samuel said to him, "I called not. Lie down again." And he went and lay down. and the Lord called yet again. The Lord called yet again Samuel, and Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for thou didst call me." And he answered, Eli said, "I called not my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for thou didst call me." And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, "Go, lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, 'Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel answered, "Speak, for thy servant heareth." And the Lord said to Samuel, "Behold, I will do a thing in Israel, at which both the ears of everyone that heareth it shall tingle." Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your word.
We have the wind blowing. Thank God for the wind. The wind's like the Holy Ghost. You don't know where it comes from and you don't know where it goes, but you enjoy it while it's there.
Amen.
And I enjoy the Spirit of the Lord. There are times, and I'm sure that you can relate, there are times when we don't feel the Spirit of the Lord. There are times we don't feel the wind. But boy, I tell you what, on a hot day, maybe a hot day at the beach or hot day out working at the farm or in the garden or in the yard, I tell you, when that wind comes through, doesn't it feel good?
Yes.
And I believe today that if you'll just look, that the wind is coming, the wind is blowing, and the wind of God is moving throughout this United States of America.
Amen.
And not only the United States of America, but the wind of God is moving throughout the world. I want to thank the Lord for the good news. And today I want to go over what Pastor Nikki read today. And the Bible says that there was this young child that had been dedicated to the Lord. Wonder how many of you today that your parents dedicated you to the Lord when you was a baby. And you know, the child grew up, and as the child was growing up, he was with Eli, the prophet. And he was in charge of the temple. He was in charge of the things of God. What is so sad is in the third chapter, the first verse, at the end of the verse, it says, there was no open vision.
Amen.
You know, that would be sad if all of us trying to follow the Lord didn't have an open vision. An open vision is a vision for all of God's people, for all of us that have been born again. And we do have an open vision now. Back then, in Samuel's time and Eli's time, the Bible says there was no open vision. And I want to say today that we don't have any excuse, because we have a vision and we have a commandment that we are to take the gospel throughout the world. Before the end of time comes, the gospel must be reached and sent out to all the world. And so that's so sad. There was no vision back in that day. And the Bible says that at night, another thing that's sad is that the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. Let me tell you something. If we're not careful, I tell you what, the lamp of God is going to go out in this country. And we need you and me to keep the lamp, keep it burning, and to keep it burning, and to tell people of God's love, to tell people not to be afraid, to tell people that if we will turn to God
and turn from our wicked ways, that God will hear our hearts and our prayers, and He will reach down and do something about it. I believe that there is not enough prayer, and that there is some of us that don't have any kind of a vision at all, except what we're going to wear, what we're going to eat, what we're going to have, and what we're not going to have. We're worried about it. And God is saying He wants you to be concerned about the important thing, and that is to have a vision for lost souls, to have a vision for people that are hurting, to have a vision for someone else before you even have it for yourself. The Bible says we need to lay down our life for those that are not as blessed as we are, that's not as fortunate. There's some people that they've seen so much hypocrisy in the church and in our Christians' lives. They've seen so much, so many hypocrites that they don't believe anymore. Well, we can turn that around by showing that we're going to love people, we're not going to be judgmental, and we're going to go to God and see what He would have us to do to help bring you to a point to where you'll trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding, and that you will be able to have that security that God is watching over you. He's taking care of business. God's not asleep up there. Oh my, the skies are so beautiful up here in the Blue Ridge Mountains today. There's such a blue and such a white cloud, and it's so beautiful. I just wonder how beautiful heaven's gonna be. God got that waiting for you and me. It's already been prepared. Let's don't let the lamp of God go out. Let's take the good news. Let's not be broadcasting gloom and despair, but let's be broadcasting hope in Jesus, trust in Jesus, repentance and forgiveness of sin, and let Jesus give you and me a new life. Glory to God. Glory to God. The Lord called this young boy, and he thought it was Eli. So he gets up and runs to him, and he said, "What can I do for you?" Eli said, "I didn't call you, son." And so Eli told him, said, "You going back to bed now, and you probably just had a bad dream or something." And so what happened, he went back to bed, and when he went back to bed, he heard the voice again. And so he comes running back to Eli. "Yes, did you call me? What can I do for you?" Eli said, "Well, go on back to bed. I didn't call you." And so the third time that this young boy heard the voice of God, he went running to Eli. Eli had told him, "Listen, if you hear that voice again, it's God." You know, it's time for all of us to understand that if we keep hearing something in our spirit, if we keep hearing it over and over, calling our name, I'm going to tell you, that's 99.99% sure that God's trying to tell you and me something, and it's time that we sit and listen. And the third time the Lord called, then Samuel said, "Here I am." And you know what? God spoke to him. He said, "I'm fixing to tell you something. I'm fixing to tell you something." He said, "I'm going to do a thing in Israel." He said, "At which both the ears of everyone that hears it shall tingle." God was telling about His judgment coming upon all of Israel because they had went their own way. They had forsaken the things of God. You know, we have to be careful. We have to be careful. All of us, I'm talking to myself, we don't need to forsake the ways of the Lord. We don't need to be a bad testimony in front of a hurting world. We need to be strong and bold and courageous and loving and confident that our God is in control and He's taking care of business. I want to say this to you today. I want to say this from the bottom of my heart. If you're born again and you're a Christian, have you heard the voice of the Lord speak to you lately? Or have you been too busy? Have you been too busy and you just brushed it off? I want to tell you, Samuel heard the voice of God. He didn't realize at first. That's why it's so important that the Bible says, "Let's don't forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, Because Christians, when we get together and we worship the Lord, we can hear from God. And maybe we're not understanding some things, but as the Holy Ghost moves among the believers, that there will be a word that we can understand. And we know that it's come from God. We know that nothing good comes from the voice of Satan. And we do have two voices speaking to our spirit. We have the voice of evil, and we have the voice of God. And we need to be close enough to Jesus, the Word. The sheep know His voice. And when He's calling out to us, we need to understand He's got something important to talk to you and me about. And I say this to you today, if you're not saved, I want to tell you, you're missing out. You're missing out on the beauty of knowing that God is taking care of business on your behalf. Listen, the Bible says in John, it says that God doesn't hear the voice of sinners unless you're repenting. So, you know, if you're living in sin, willingly doing things, and you're not saved, you can ask God for a car, you can ask God for help. God don't hear you. But if you are truly born again and saved, no matter what you do, God hears your voice. And He not only hears, but He's a God of action. Amen. He's a God of action. God is not lazy. God is not crippled. God never sleeps. God never takes a break. He's always on time. He's right on time. And He's taking care of business for you and me. Amen. So I want to say, if you're not saved today, listen, you've probably been like me. You've tried everything. You're not finding any peace. You're not finding any satisfaction. You're not feeling any fulfillment. Won't you come to Jesus? Won't you try Him today? Won't you call upon Him? You may not understand all this stuff, and I don't either, but you have to believe what the Word of God says, that if you really repent and turn from your wicked ways, that He will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Won't you come? Sinner, won't you come home today? Won't you come home? Won't you come home? Oh, half asleep Christian, won't you wake up? Won't you wake up and let's get busy? You know, we are an army. We're the army of the Lord. And the way we fight our battles is through the Word of God, through the power of the Holy Ghost. We don't fight our battles. It's not with flesh and blood, but it's a spiritual thing. And the evil of this world has been unleashed on us, and we've got to be strong. We've got to be strong. Won't you be strong? Won't you come? Won't you come now? Won't you come now? As we play some music, I'd rather have Jesus. Let's make up our mind that we'd rather have Jesus. He's going to be number one. And then our spouse is going to be number two. And our family's going to be number three. And the stranger out there will be number four. And we will be last of all. Because we want to lay down our life for the Lord Jesus Christ and His purposes and goals for us. God has a goal for you to set. He's got a destiny for you. He's got a good plan for you. Oh, lost sinner, listen, He's still got a good plan for you. Oh, Christian, awake. He's got a good plan for you. No matter how old you are, how young you are, God's got a work for you to do. And every job is important. Don't think that you can't do anything. Make yourself available. And He will make you capable of getting the job done. Amen. Amen. Let's play that for just a little bit, Pastor Nicky. Well, I'd rather have Jesus than to be the king of a rich dumb man. Or be held in sin's great sway. Thank you.
42 years ago, to ask Jesus into my heart, and I've been following him ever since. There's nothing I'd rather do than be in the center of the Lord's will, to love him and praise him and thank him and be used of him. There's an old song that we all grew up with, and young people that might be listening, I pray that this song would also become a part of your repertoire. It's called In the Garden by Austin Mills. And he talks about hearing the voice of God in the garden. The Bible says, "Early will I seek thee." And this man came to the garden alone.
We all need our little garden, don't we?
Yeah.
I know yesterday I spent about 2.5 hours on our screened-in back porch overlooking the mountains. And I just sat there and, you know, sometimes quiet time is more important than talking.
Right.
And I just sat there and in my spirit, I rejoice. I rejoice that God has me in His hand.
Yeah.
He's got you in His hands if you're truly born again. And I know I worry sometimes myself, sometimes I'm fearful. But you know, the closer that you get to the Lord, the less that all that happens, and the length of time is shortened.
Yeah.
So we don't have to be afraid. I wanna say this today, that I love a man named Bob Wilson and his wife Carol. And I want Bob Wilson to know that we're praying for him.
Yeah.
I'd like for Reese and Bill Bearfield to know that we're praying for them. We've got some memorial services to do in the next few weeks. We have had several people to die on this mountain, and I am assured that they're with Jesus now. Their spirit, their soul is with the Lord. And one day, the old grave's going to open up. But you know, that's a blessing to know that. But for the wife, or for the husband, or for the daughter, of, you know, the mother's gone, or the father's gone, you know, sometimes it just takes a lot of time to be able to bear it. You ain't never going to get over it. Let me say that. And it's important that we just take one day at a time. And I'm going to get Pastor Nikki to sing One Day at a Time, if she would, in closing today. And I want you to know that God is going to take care of you. And God doesn't want you to be fearful. And listen, you can trust God. You got to be careful about people, the ones that you trust, because people will let you down.
Right.
But I'm saying to you today, that if you will take one day at a time and trust in the Lord. Sometimes I don't even know what day it is. Does that ever happen to you?
Oh, yeah.
There's some days I don't know whether it's Tuesday or Thursday or Friday. I believe today is Wednesday, isn't it?
It
I'm
is.
Not for sure.
Wednesday.
But you know, it really, really doesn't matter unless I've got to be somewhere at a certain time. Also, all of these services go up to Beckley and Charleston, West Virginia, to go over our radio broadcast up there. I want you to know, back on them big, big mountains back in there towards Charleston and Beckley and Oak Hill, listen, let's hang on to God.
Yes.
Let's prove to ourselves that we're going to trust Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus is a trustworthy Savior and Messiah.
Amen.
And so, as we close today, just want to say God bless you. If you enjoyed today, just share this with someone that it will make a difference in their life. You might be surprised when you share something like this, who it'll help. Just like the lady called in a while ago and said, I just enjoyed the radio broadcast so much. And we've had people say they enjoy these good news programs, and we're just saying, I've got good news. Jesus is alive and well.
Amen.
So Pastor Nikki, come and sing this song for us. One day at a time. We'll see you later. God bless your heart. We just love you and appreciate you so much. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.